This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dairy farmers are at the top of the list when it comes to being stewards of the land, and more is being done to determine the carbon footprint of milk production with specific feedback from the dairy industry. Joining us on Dairy Radio Now is Nicole Ayosh, Chief Sustainability Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Nicole, what is the Farm Environmental Stewardship Program?
So the Farm Environmental Stewardship Program is a voluntary option for anyone who participates in the farm program overall to measure their greenhouse gas footprint. And it exists to help address those questions from consumers and customers around what dairy is doing on the ground to improve the environment. And we know dairy has a really, really good environmental story to tell. So Farm Environmental Stewardship exists to help us improve what we're doing.
And this latest version is more refined and more specific in helping farmers?
Yeah, so we launched version 3 on October 31st. So before, we had this great greenhouse gas model that gave us a really good footprint number. But the problem with the old versions is it didn't answer a lot of the questions that farmers had once they went through the evaluation. A farm would go through a Farm ES assessment and say, great, that's my number, that's my greenhouse gas number, but what could I do about it? What if I adopted this practice? What if I used this new technology? You know, answering all of those what ifs wasn't really possible in the type of scientific model we had before. And so this version 3 upgrade uses a new scientific model called the Ruminant Farm System Model, or RUFIS. And RUFIS has researchers working on it from across the country. They've been at it for years. But the big benefit is it's something called a process-based model, where in the background, it models the whole farm system. So if you make XYZ change, what might all of the impacts be on different parts of the farm? And that's really important when you're trying to answer what if. Really, what could be all of the different related impacts? So this upgraded tool that will help farmers address their questions on the ground.
So collecting data and getting farmer feedback sounds really important.
Yeah, you know, I would say we've been working on this for 2 years, but it doesn't mean that we've gotten it perfect. We have spent a lot of time with a working group of farmers, co-op, and processor staff giving us feedback, talking through things. We've also had about 25 farmers participate in scientific model testing from across the country. So we've gotten a lot of feedback, but I don't think that means we've gotten it perfect or the best way it could be. So what we really want and are asking is as we've put this out there over the next few months, once someone goes through this evaluation, we would love to have their feedback. You know, letting us know, hey, you know, I think this question, you could word it a little differently and it would be easier for me to gather that info. Or on the results page, I'd really love to see this breakdown or more insights in this area of emissions. And so giving us that feedback is going to help improve the tool over time. We can bring some of that feedback back to the researchers at the RUFIS modeling effort in case they're able to build that into their research effort. So it's really a collaborative effort across the industry to help continue to improve this tool. Because as new science comes available, new technologies, new research on management techniques, they can incorporate it in the model and then we can bring it into Farm ES. And the most interesting thing I think they're working on right now is an economic module. And what that will enable is when a farm runs a scenario, they'll not only be able to see the greenhouse gas impacts of that change, but also run a partial budget analysis. You know, that's the other unanswered question we don't have yet. The first one was always, well, what if? And the second is, what might it cost me? Like, what are the dollars and cents behind these things that people are asking about or that I hear about? So that's a really exciting change that will be available within Farm ES once it's done in the research world, likely late 2025 or sometime in 2026.
So where can dairy producers go if they'd like to find more info on this?
Of course. We'd love to have people reach out if they're interested in using the new Farm Environmental Stewardship. I'll say it's open and free to any U.S. dairy farmer. So anyone is welcome to reach out. They can get to us at dairyfarm@nmpf.org or visit our website at nationaldairyfarm.com. We're always happy to talk through it.
Thank you for the update. Nicole Ayosh is Chief Sustainability Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. More at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.